Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gribbers Show for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the Democrats are bringing the traveling roadshow to Detroit this summer. The Dems will be in town for two big nights of presidential debates. The DNC says as many as 20 candidates could take the stage over that two-night period. Two, the Nuzzlegate crisis widening by the hour as the serial burrower and heavy neck breather Joe Biden is fingered for unwanted and, frankly, creepy sniffing with women and young girls, but there are plenty of apologists ready to say, hey, it's just Joe. And number one, at the southern border, the crisis is getting more dire. Thousands of illegals are swarming, forcing their way in with no place to go. The Trump administration is being forced to play catch and release again. That's right, catch and release. The one thing Donald Trump said he wouldn't do anymore, they have no choice. Thousands swarming the border. It is a crisis by any measure. The president now considering all options. In fact, he says, looking to shut down the southern border altogether, not his first choice, but what choices does he have left? He said he's been left in this position by ineptness and incompetence by previous administrations, and one would wonder if that's not exactly true. How could we be at a place in American history where the southern border is a joke? I mean, look at the video that you can see on television every day of people climbing up and over the wall, people dropping in, people running, people playing, you know, hide-and-seek, cat and mouse. Complete nonsense. Complete chaos. No rule of law. No orderly transition from one country to the other. No checking of papers and making sure that people are coming in vetted properly. None of that in many cases. Thousands of people every day being arrested. As many as 4,000 people a day being arrested, crossing the border illegally. The new numbers for March show that about 100,000 came in and were arrested for being here illegally. That does not account for those that made it through without getting talked to, that didn't get caught. It doesn't account for the cartels bringing through drugs and contraband. It doesn't account for the human trafficking toll and the rapes and the misery and the murder and the killings and the gangs. It doesn't account for any of that. To say that there's not a crisis at the border is an absolute lie on behalf of the leftists. And the only reason they're saying it because they know it's not true. The only reason they're saying it is because they hope to gain political points on Donald Trump, who they despise so much that they are willing to put the entire country at risk. They hate Donald Trump so much, they're willing to let the border be porous and unenforced, just hoping they can get a political win. The president not pulling any punches. He says it's a crisis. Everyone knows it. Donald Trump knows it. And he says he must do something about it. He's talked about this as a candidate. He talked about this before he was a candidate. And now that he's president, said it is the number one priority. Bite number nine. Go.
If they don't, or if we don't make a deal with Congress, the border is going to be closed. 100%. And this should have been done by other presidents. So many things should have been done by other presidents. But if we don't make a deal with Congress, or if Mexico, and probably you could say and/or, if Mexico doesn't do what they should be doing, they shouldn't have people coming into their country either. This is their southern border that they have to protect. Then we're going to close the border. That's going to be it.
That'll be that. Now, he realizes, as do you and I, that for places that rely heavily on trade with Mexico, it's going to be a financial disaster. If you close that border altogether and it stays closed for a period of time, it's a financial disaster. Billions of dollars will be sacrificed as a result of being forced to shut down the border to get law and order back in place. But what else are you to do? Do you just allow MS-13 to parade in? Do you just allow heroin and fentanyl and all these other drugs to parade in because you're over here? You've got officers that are playing babysitter, that are playing daycare, that should be out on the border catching real criminals, but they have to perform daycare services because there's nobody else to do it. In some reports I've been reading, the Border Patrol could use twice as many agents today. They could double their numbers today and still not have everything they need. You think about how dire that is. So when the president talks about shutting down the border, he realizes there's an economic impact. There's a price to be paid for that. He knows it, and it's serious. But he said our security is paramount. Bite 10, go.
Do you worry about the impact on the U.S. economy by closing the border?
Sure, it's going to have a negative impact on the economy. It's one of the biggest trade deals in the world that we've just done with the USMCA. It's a very big trading partner. But to me, trading is very important. The borders are very important. But security is what is most important to me. I have to have security. This is what this gentleman is all about, to my right. And we're going to have security in this country. That's more important than trade. Hey, all you hear me talking about is trade. But let me just give you a little secret. Security is more important to me
now
than
trade.
Now, let
me, and see, so that's where he's coming from. So leave it right there, because I want to go back. It's time for a history lesson. You have to have this. In order to understand the scope of the problem, you have to understand the people that are involved with painting a picture of it not being a crisis. First of all, the Democrats say it's not a crisis, and so therefore the media regurgitates without critical thought of any sort of analysis either. They just regurgitate the talking points of the Democratic Party. It's been going on for years and years. In this case, it's damn dangerous is what it is with what they're doing. So let's go to bite number five. It's from Newsbusters. MRC Newsbusters put this together. It's a great compilation of all these talking heads regurgitating the Democrat talking points without even considering them, without pushing them back, without investigating, without doing much of anything. Bite five, go.
The president tries to sell a crisis that the facts tell us does not exist.
Donald Trump may be inventing a national security crisis on the border.
So it's a fake crisis.
There's not a crisis.
Actually, it's pretty much under control.
If you say it enough, will it be so?
Quote, no one is saying this is a crisis except them. They're playing the public for suckers.
He's lied so much about the realities of what he's calling a crisis.
Donald now Trump stop right there, because here's the thing. That goes on. Playing the public for suckers is the Democrats. Playing the public for suckers, believing that somehow an open border is a safe and wonderful thing and that there's no crisis and that thousands of people coming across the border, you know, they don't have health checks, they don't have background checks, they don't have criminal background checks, we don't know who they are, they might be families, they might be MS-13, nobody knows a good portion of the time. Now, there is good news. Because, believe it or not, these comments were actually heard on NBC and CBS recently. Some networks are starting to say, well, wait a second. We said all of these things about it not being a crisis. We regurgitated the Democrat talking points. Now we've actually gone to look for ourselves, and we discovered that Donald Trump is right. Bite number six, go.
Collapses in the wall, Agent Grijalva says they still work.
Operationally, I can tell you that without a physical barrier, the Border Patrol, we have a very tough time succeeding.
Is there a crisis on the border?
Yes, there is.
You can ask any Border Patrol agent here that has been around from 1 year to 30 years as myself, and they'll tell you that this is a crisis.
You actually will use that word, crisis.
Yes.
And there you go. Those comments actually heard on NBC and CBS. So there is an awakening coming of some sort. The major news outlets finally figuring out, oh my God, if you have tens of thousands of people pour across the border, and we play catch and release because there's no place left to put them, we turn them loose on American society, on Americans in general, there will be crime, there will be rape, there will be DUIs, there will be problems, there will be an inundation of the social safety net. All of those things are a problem. And yes, it is a crisis. It's the Steve Gribber Show. We'll be right back.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities. and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things. We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah. That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.